B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. It is time for Bring the Heat. It is a Football Friday edition. Let's see what we got today, Andrew.
That performance last night was lackluster, flat, fill in the blank with any word. This team is going to be in trouble if the Redskins on opening day get up to like a 10 or 14 point lead. They're going to be so flat. I don't know if they're going to be able to come back and win. They could lose that game just from last night.
You kidding me? They could lose.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you're overstating a little bit. Maybe just, you know, have a nice cup of chamomile tea.
Yeah, I don't
and relax.
Think, yeah, I think that's overboard. Okay. I do. Again, it wasn't pretty last night. It's preseason.
It's not supposed to be.
You know, I think Washington is in trouble.
Yeah, Washington.
They stink. Good to see Geis. I like that Geis.
Darius Geis.
Yeah.
What's next?
I'll tell you what, man, this preseason game up in Winnipeg, man, it's a disgrace, man. NFL, seriously, just get away with it. I'm ready for the regular season, man. I know Gargano and Martinez are ready too, boys. Have a good weekend. Let's go, boys.
This is unbelievable.
Thank you, Gru Dog. It's always great to hear Gru Dog.
Did you see not last week's episode of Hard Knocks, the second episode? He's talking to himself on the side. I'll tell you what, man. I'm all cussing an awful lot, man. And then, like, a second later, something happens. He's like, what the F? And he can't help himself.
He's nuts.
He's bananas.
Yeah, he's nuts.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm cussing a lot, man.
He's crazy.
Well, him and Antonio Brown will have a blast together because they're both bananas. What's next?
Jason, it's Gabriel. Josh McCown with his blonde Vidal Sassoon, pompadour hair, and chiseled chin look like a modern-day poor man's frat boy version of Ivan Drago. His message to Carson is simply this: I must back you. Enjoy your time off, boys. I'm sure to be hard at work with the boys in the dugout. Go, Birds.
Yeah, you know what Ivan Drago once said, Anthony? I must break you. Oh, man. Classic. Gabriel always delivers.
I love Gabriel.
Yeah, he's great.
Now, here's the thing, though. He always implores you to do the same imitation.
He always gets me to do Gabe.
Yeah, but because when you hear him,
I go, ooh.
You automatically go into a Gabe kind of state of mind.
Yeah, he's like a prod. He prods
the rule. But here's the rule. Like during football season, Andrew, what should happen? Because Gabriel should be analyzing games.
Gabriel's got to be in it.
But where you stand on Jason post Gabriel diving back into the Gabe?
I think Jason does a good job, so I would let Jason do a little bit.
Gabe would really appreciate to break down a 4-3 defense.
He does a good job. However, if they miss the playoffs, do we really want to hear that much Gabe?
I'd like to hear Gabe analyze a bad Eagle loss. I thought the guys really worked really hard, and they worked up a good sweat in that 53-20 defeat. I'm really proud.
Oh, my God.
He would find, the positive.
Wait. The best would be Gabe doing positive after Eagles lost.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
The crowd would eat him alive.
Could you imagine? Well, I thought
if he was an NFL coach and he had that response after games.
Oh, he'd get murdered. I thought the grass and the turf was very well manicured.
Oh, the people would freak out. His day after press conference, they used to get mad at Andy for not saying anything.
Yeah, he'd at least blame himself.
Like, you know, he always would have his players back. But if you had Gabe, oh, my God, people would go crazy.
Yeah, Andy would say, I got to do a better job. And then that was just it. Yeah,
I mean.
And that was it. What's next?
This is the value of a veteran quarterback. Josh McCown comes in. He's been in Philadelphia for about 4 days, and he goes 17 for 24, 192 yards, and 2 touchdowns. dropping dimes. I know it's the preseason, but this is huge.
I love that. That's my man.
Settle down.
All right. He's dropping dime.
Yeah, come on, man.
Josh
McCown. It's like he's treating it like it's Bradford's 10 for 10. Should Josh McCown start over Carson Wentz now? 6-1-0, 6-3. You know, let me give me a break. It was a preseason game.
Wow, you hate
them. It wasn't even against the starters.
McCown.
Yeah. No, I love the signing. But, I mean, I'm not going to start. That's just what they need. What they need is this. It's for Josh McCown or any of these other backup quarterbacks to have their keister duct taped to the bench for the entire season because Wentz is available to play. That's what they need. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, you're correct.
Thank you. Let's leave it at that. Because I sense a butt coming on.
No, I was just going to reference your use of the word keister.
Love it.
Andrew.
You like going keister? Keister and your ass is itching.
Your ass is itching.
No, isn't that a Mike thing?
Keister?
No, you're the keister guy.
No, Mike's a keister guy, too.
Is he?
Yeah,
I thought he was an ass is itching guy.
No, that's me.
That's
wipe
you?
Your keister with.
Yeah.
So Mike's a keister. Who's more keister?
Mike.
But yeah, I will tell you, Mike's definitely keister, and Jason is your ass is itching.
Here's what I'll say to
Mike has used the ass is itching, too.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, he owes me money,
Dennis from Springfield.
He owes me money, then. I had that copyrighted.
I've definitely heard him say your ass.
No, he does the, Mike does the,
your sister.
That's what
does.
Wind your butt and scratch your watch.
Yeah, I don't know whether to wind my butt or scratch my watch, is what he said.
That's a Mike-ism, yeah.
Yeah. What's next, Andrew?
After that, hey, Melissa, take this under stern advisement. I know you're in South Beach, where coconut oil flows abundantly from fountains, but don't lose focus. Don't make this your Waterloo. So focus on analytics, or preferably lack thereof, and take a minimum of two. Or make it a sweep. It's cool.
He's right. Don't make it your Waterloo.
I thought I was listening to a Peanuts episode at the drive-thru. It was going, womp, womp.
No, he said,
womp, womp,
listen,
womp.
He goes, because I heard him.
How the hell did you hear that?
He's in South Beach where the coconut oil flows. Let's not make this your Waterloo.
How the heck did you get that out of hearing what I just heard?
I heard it too.
Well, I mean, we got a lot of noise down here. What do you got, like x-ray hearing over there, bro? What's in that basket over there, far right, that you're nipping on?
Dude, these are hot. They're hot pepper fries.
What?
They're ridiculous.
I see you over there nipping, and I'm like, maybe they opened up your eardrums better than mine.
Yes.
Oh, I got to try one.
Do you want to hear from the OK guy today?
Okay, so, wait, real quick. Mike, he said he has never said your ass is itching.
No, that's me. Yeah, so that's that.
I swore I heard him say it. All right.
No.
I listened to Mike.
I'm a KMA guy.
And he said, I did say your sister's ass. He's a big your sister's ass guy.
Yeah.
I've said that, though.
Yeah.
I knew that Mike said
that. That's one of those old schools. Your sister. You know?
Right. No, I've heard Mikey. That's a Mikey-ism. Your sister's ass.
Your sister's ace. Give me the okay guy, because I can't quit him.
Jason, can we get your prediction for the upcoming fire season? No, we can't, because you refuse to criticize them. You know, in your heart-to-heart, they're not making the playoffs. Every Flyer fan knows they're not making the playoffs. But you zipper your lip and you say, I have no clue what's going to happen. Jason, get a clue. You can't criticize the Flyers.
I guess you haven't paid close attention then, idiot. I crushed that decision to sign Kevin Hayes to a seven-year, $50 million contract. I have no idea. Are they a better team? On paper, they should be. I don't know if they're going to be a playoff team or not. I'm not going to say definitively not, because they're better than they were last year, and they got a goalie. But I'm not going to sit there and say they are, because I don't believe it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, banned now, because that's just flat-out stupidity, and he's wrong.
Yeah, I've heard you criticize the Flyers. I've heard you.
They're a disgrace right now.
I got your back on that.
Yeah. How about this, okay, guy? They're a disgrace right now.
And they are. And you know what really rankles me? And I'm not going to get off it. Is that the new coach is not at FanFest. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing to do with the station or whatever. It's just a big event, and there's going to be all kinds of Philadelphia fans there. It's the perfect time to show a little respect to the fan base.
Yeah, reach out and connect. Hack did it his rookie year, I think.
He did.
And a couple years thereafter. I didn't have him there last year because...
Whatever, I get it. But
I didn't want to put him in a bad spot.
He should be there.
Mm-hmm. I did try and get the goaler. I tried to get the kid, but he's not coming until September 2nd. So, unfortunately, he would have been great.
He would have been, but it's the coaches. The coach is a new coach in town.
Yeah.
Ingratiate yourself to people.
Yeah, and they have a different kind of obligation than the players who come and go throughout an offseason. All right, that's Bring the Heat. Great job today, Andrew, despite the okay guy being, once again, consistent, yet a total and complete
See, you're going
idiot.
Again. See, I can't have this during football season.
All right.
You're going again. Look, you brought the okay guy back. Chunas, it's what we discussed yesterday. This segment's got to go.
All right, so here's the deal. We're off next week. No okay guy next week at all, all right, Andrew? I don't think they do Bring the Heat when we're gone anyway. So.
I don't care. Please do it.
Americans.
We're going to kill it after next year when the season starts.
All right. It is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to the man. He's on the cell today. It's T. Will, and he's on the flag. T. Will!
What's going on, boys?
What's up, my man?
Hey, listen, is it raining down there?
Nope.
No, it's not. Just a little overcast.
Pouring on here, cuz.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's actually
crappy,
beautiful.
Crappy weather, just like that segment. It's all crappy.
My man.
Gotta get rid of that, man.
Yeah, it's garbage. Terrible.
Yeah. So, but I want to get on this scout team.
You got it. What do you want?
I get the pick. That's even better. Give me. Wait. First off, is Carson on the limits or off limits?
No, he's on limits.
I know he's quarterback.
Because I know you like QB one, so I know you're going to take him since you took O line off limits too. So
No. I just said that we have an O line guy, but if somebody else wants to do it too, I'm happy. Go ahead. No, you could definitely do Carson.
All right, so I'll take Carson because right the year he got hurt and the year before, and when he came back, and when you were on the morning show, I used to break him down a lot with you. So
yeah, you should.
Yeah, all right. I'll take QB1 for that.
Well, see,
got it, brother.
The reason why you get Carson too, T. Will, is because that's it's a very important position. And we not only trust your analysis, but your ability to call every week with your analysis.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That goes a long way.
Yo, listen, I feel like I'm in high company with that kind of phrase coming from Mercedes, man.
Yeah, I you know me, T. Will, I throw around compliments like manhole covers, brother. Maintenance covers. We can't say manhole exactly. Anymore.
I knew what you meant. You just said it wrong. It's all good. Hey, listen, man. The question you guys asked about the Phillies, if they start getting hot or not, the Phillies are out regardless. Regardless of getting hot or not, you're out because you're fighting for a second wild card seat, a one-game playoff. And if you got to pitch Nola game 162 to get in, you're pitching your dreck in your one-game playoff.
And yeah, I hear you, brother. And I think that one-game wild card, the second one is a bogus too. But it's still the playoffs, so I can't kill them.
You're going to be so wrapped up in the NFL, college. By the way, I need your pick, Florida or Miami, because...
Oh, we need a line.
Ooh.
First, he's putting you right on
it.
Yeah,
I like Florida.
Ooh.
Like Florida?
Yeah, they're
a touchdown.
They're -7. They're the quarterback has a chance to be really good.
Listen, man, that defense, man, I want that chain.
I know. I hear you, brother. I just like
that. Got to get the ball, man.
The kid's young, so, but I like Florida. I like Gators.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting this Saturday. But
listen,
tomorrow, I'll see you guys, and you guys be good down there. And I can't wait till next week because then we're full throttle.
I like it.
All right,
I like it.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow at FanFest, buddy.
All right, hold on. So my man, Joey, you leaving, Joey?
No.
Oh, you're staying? Good.
No, he's going to stay till close.
You're going to do me a favor. By the time, when we get off the air, right before we get off the air, You need to lead the people into an Eagles chant.
Right. E. G. L. E. S. Eagles.
It's my man. It's a great job. Now, one more time at about 10, about 150. All right.
Not 150 tonight when you're still here.
In about a half hour, I need you to come back up here. All right? You got me? All right, Joey. That's my man, Joey.
He's closing the joint tonight.
He's the coolest, man.
He's the oldest 7-year-old I know. You know what I mean?
He's the coolest, this kid. I'm telling you, he reminds me of my Massimo, man. He's cool.
I think he watched the game in the 700 level.
Yeah, no, he's cool, man.
Let's go.
He might be the coolest 7-year-old.
Seriously.
In the history of 7-year-olds.
Pat Nambler's on the Fanatic. Pat, what's going on, buddy?
Jason, Andy, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Now, listen, I got to talk business with you fellas. First of all, I'm trying to, break down the birds. I got to get on the scout team as well. But I want to break down the birds. Are you guys more confident or concerned about this Eagles team right now? I mean, are you concerned about Carson? Okay, because I wasn't sure. I'm getting 50-50 from people that they're concerned about Carson Wentz being healthy, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I can't live like that, though, Pat. That's always a fear, even with a quarterback that's never been injured, that the next play could be the last one of his season. So I can't go in, paralyzed with fear. I just want to enjoy it. If he gets hurt, you know what, whatever. I'll deal with that then. But in the meantime, I'm going in carefree and ready to rock and have a good time and watch this team and let the chips fall where they may. I can't live like that.
Oh, I totally agree. Now, I'm looking down at the birds, and me and my friends also had a discussion. I kind of talked it up, and I'll talk with you guys. To me, is Dougie P already the best head coach that ever came through the Eagles organization? I said yes, because he already won the Super Bowl in the second year. And if he makes a deep playoff run this year, I think you could consider him.
He's got a really impressive resume for only being in the league 3 years, obviously.
I mean, you know, it is like his accomplishments is obviously he won their only Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make Vermeil or Andy. And I know people will argue, but, those guys are accomplished.
Yeah. Longevity.
And it doesn't mean that. And Doug won, so that's great. Yeah. But
I mean, look at Vermeil. I mean, he was a good college coach, he won Super Bowls in the NFL. Just wasn't with the Eagles.
I mean, those guys were good coaches.
He won the Super Bowl in St. Louis.
I think he has a special gift.
Yeah.
Yes. So why? I mean, I just figure, he won. He lost his best franchise quarterback. He brings the quarterback in that nobody had.
Nah, the accomplishment speaks for itself, Pat. Pat, you gonna be at FanFest?
Oh heck yeah, no doubt. I'll be in there. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be talking puck with you.
Are you? Are you going to be there tailgating early?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there bright and early Saturday morning with you.
Ooh, Saturday. All right, Pat.
See you, brother.
I expect to hear from across the way. Pat, what's going on, buddy? He's got the signature sign on.
What's going on, buddy?
Mikey Mish, what's going on, buddy? 610-632-0975.
That is funny.
Yeah, it's a good signature. Who was it, Joe?
I like when Mike, hey, Pat, like, he what's going on, buddy? And Mike gives you the cool, like, hey, Pat.
Hey, Pat. There was Jerome that used to call him. Mikey Biz, Martinez. Big, deep voice. I loved it. 610-632-0975. We're at a great place. It is called the North Shore Bar and Kitchen.
The people are great, great, great Eagle fans right here.
Yeah, and even if you can't get here by the time we finish the program today, Ant.
Stop in anytime this weekend. Stop in anytime during a game. They have all kinds of, the food's spectacular. Oh. The company's even better.
And buy yourself an Orange Crush, because every Orange Crush that they sell, a dollar goes to the Storm the Heavens Foundation in an effort to crush DIPG. So, again, buy one of the Orange Crush drinks. They're sold all summer long.
Oh, my
and
God.
Let's
look
storm
my
the heavens. Look at that guy.
What's his name? G? G?
No, just leave it at G.
How old's G?
I like G.
He'll be 2 in October. He's all decked out in his Phillies.
Yeah, we got to get you a G jersey.
Oh, I love him. Look how cool he is.
We got to get him a Giroux jersey.
What's up, G? What's up, buddy? My man. He's so cute. He's got a Phillies t-shirt, Phillies hat.
It's going backwards hat.
You're the man, G.
610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. We're live at the Great North Shore Bar and Kitchen, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Hey, let me little G, so cute, man. I love the little kids, man. They're the best. Let's talk DraftKings, shall we? We got a game. That's right. Saturday. Not tomorrow. Fan Fest. And then Florida, Miami. I do. I like the Gators. They have a young quarterback who could be really good. Take it over for Greer. I like them. They're a good team. Good defense. But listen, it's all going to start soon. It's all going to be here. The preseason is going to be done, and we're going to just be in football mode. And you can, if you're in New Jersey, you can get a deposit bonus up to $500 on when you open up your new DraftKings Sportsbook account. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. Football season approaching. They got great promotions running all month long. So, in fact, they got one where if you can bet if the Eagles score a touchdown, that's right. All you need is one touchdown from any of these teams, actually from the Birds, during week one, and you double your money. It like just doesn't get easier than that. DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all. Over on, there's some player props, in-game betting. You can bet the game while it's being played. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code FANATIC. When you sign up, for limited time, all new existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users can use code FANATIC to get a risk-free bet up to $200. That's code FANATIC to get a risk-free bet up to $200. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Mega rain. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Live from the North Shore Bar, North Wildwood. Perfect day.
Yeah.
It's actually lightening up out there, too.
Yeah. Woke up today and it was not like a can of soup outside and all humid. Feels good. The weather. Got great weather for tomorrow, cuz. How about that? Fan Fest tomorrow, all presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. The one and only Allen Iverson, the Hall of Famer, going to be there in.
DeSean.
DeSean will be there tomorrow. How about
Tobias?
Yeah, Tobias Harris will be there tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be there tomorrow. Not meaning you. I meant the audience, but right. I know you'll be there.
Hopefully. Where am I going?
Beers with the Midday Show at 3:30 to 4 tomorrow. It's going to be a great day. So, everybody, come on out. Come out early. Enjoy yourself. And come to the North Shore Bar and Kitchen this weekend as well. Great place. Tremendous place. Tremendous food. I just texted my wife. We were supposed to have dinner plans tonight. I just said, she texted me earlier and asked, should we cancel tonight? Because my daughters want to go to the pool or whatever. And I just texted her and said, thank God we canceled that because I may not eat till Monday. Ryan and the crew down here are stuffing us to the gills.
They are amazing.
That burger is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And the pepper fry thing that you got going on over there is outrageous, too.
Yeah, look good heat.
Oh, 610-632-0975. Reed in Charlotte, charter chapter member, is on the Fanatic. What's up, Reed?
What's up, bros?
Go, Reed.
I'm actually here in Philly, man. My brothers and I'll be down there tomorrow. So we're excited about it.
Nice. You're in Phil. You're home, man. You're getting ready.
Yeah, man.
That's great. So, you know, what's the first thing you did when you got home?
Ate some crabs.
Ah, cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool, man. Yeah, but listen, hey, I want to get on that scout team, man. I played D-back my whole life, man, even a couple years semi-pro.
Oh, you got to be in, man.
I guess I'll take corners, but he probably needs somebody else to safeties, man. But give me those cornerbacks, man. Give me that Maddox.
You got the corners, man.
Well, this is an important gig, too, Reed. I mean, you get Sidney Jones, and you got a guy like, you got Rasul. You also got Ronald Darby, who's coming off injury. And if Jalen Mills is able to come back, you got important scout duties, man.
Hey, man. Hey, listen.
Passing league.
I'm all for it, brother. I'm all for it. So
you're the man for the job.
Rasul didn't play well last night.
No, he didn't.
Nah. Rasul didn't play well. You know, he got turned around on that first play. Then he missed the tackle. Actually got knocked off by Jenkins. They both had a bad play on that play. But
I know. I'm a Rasul fan.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. And I know Steph Joyner and a lot of people are talking about moving into safety. And I can see that, but still, it all depends on what happens this year. Darby's on a 1-year contract. And,
yeah, I'm with
you. But I think Maddox is the best of all of them. I mean, I think he's got ball skills, the best tackler. But yeah, give me the cornerbacks, man. I'll lock up that job. So, hey, what time? If the thing opens tomorrow at 1, I heard you ask the other guy, is there gonna be this tailgating down there prior to? Or?
Wait, I'd say it again.
I said, they're gonna be tailgating down there prior.
Oh, to yeah. Dude, every time I get down there, I get down a little early, and lots of people are going nuts, having a good time, throwing the football around. Yeah, you can go down early.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Get
well,
down.
My bro's not be down there early.
Yep, it's going to be a great time tomorrow. We're looking forward to seeing you, man.
All right, see you guys tomorrow. Appreciate it.
All right,
there he is, Reed in Charlotte, Eagles Charter chapter member, and now part of he's our defensive back scout.
Corners, we still need safeties. He's our cornerback scout.
Okay. So we need to get, can we get B-Doc to be our
safety scout? Did I tell you I was on a plane with him?
Yeah, you flew back with him, huh?
So it was the best, right? I got on early, and I saw some people on the plane. And they go, yo, you see who's on the flight? Of course, I was back in coach, deep in back in coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, no, who's there? Doc is there.
So Doc's he's in first class.
Of course.
HOF goes first class.
Of course he's in first class.
Yeah.
So the HOF is in first class. And so it was awesome. I was like, dude, so I started texting him. And I'm going, dude, I'm on your flight. Yeah. he gave me the peace and the sunglass emoji.
You should have been like, yo, dude, you got an extra seat there next to you?
Yeah, right.
Get me out of coach?
Yeah.
I'm back here with the kids and everything.
He goes, bless, bro.
He's the best.
He is the best.
Let's go to Stevie in Easton. What's up, Stevie?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I just want to send some positive vibes your way. It's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'm going to be there. I got a surprise for y'all. I still want to get a picture and everything. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like Dallas and Crossman, guys. I was watching a little bit of the Eagles preseason game yesterday. I like that receiver. That
white JJ.
Guy.
Yeah.
I like it.
JJ played well last night, man.
Yeah, he had a lot of plays. He had a lot of good plays. So I definitely want to see him in a rotation this year coming up. And a little bit on the sixth of world, Ben Simmons. I'm not the one that gets super hyped and shooting all that. Like, I like it, but I have to trust the rest of the game. Once he does it in the game, then I'll stand up.
I get you, and I feel you on that. I am, though. Stevie, I might be embarrassing, but I get excited when I see those videos. I do.
I do too. I'm doing this. But, you know, the real excitement.
I'll be pleased to see it in the game. But see, doing that in the game, it's a different story, man. With anywhere, you know, and it's a lot better that way. But most definitely, my brother, most definitely. But you know what I gotta say, to our haters, you know, pump your ass on the haters. We'll have a great day tomorrow, and you guys enjoy the rest of this day. Thank you, we appreciate that, Stevie. Be good. See you tomorrow, man. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, tomorrow's gonna be a great day.
We're getting ready to wrap up a great day here at the North Shore Bar and Kitchen as well. Mikey Miss is coming up at the top of the hour, Ant. So we'll get to Mikey Miss on a football Friday. And it is the midday show. One last break, one last segment here for us. We're back right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk a little Union. Big one tomorrow night at Talon Energy Stadium. Perfect little nightcap to Fan Fest. You go to the Fan Fest, then you go hit some Union soccer. They've been on fire, the Union. Great summer. The last 2 months been in first place. Now they got 7 games left, and they're looking to clinch home field playoff. That's right, at Talon Energy Stadium. Now they play D.C. United tomorrow night. They had beaten D.C. 5-1 earlier in the year. We're out. Put a 5 spot up on them. And that's because Jim Curtin, who's the fabulous coach of the Union, we talked to him the other day. His system is really good. He's a He's a good coach, man. He's a really, real good coach, and he's got them playing great. They're young. They're fast. They're good. They score. They're offensive, so they're fun to watch. Check it out tomorrow night, D.C. United, Town Energy Stadium. Again, they're going to need some good home field because you're trying to get that home field for playoffs. And tomorrow's also throwback concession night. 90 minutes before kickoff, it's alumni night. It'll be a party. For all things Union, go to PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. .975 The Fanatic.
All right, back live at North Shore Bar, North Wildwood. What a great family atmosphere. It's a great eatery, man. It's a great eatery. So,
and drinkery.
Food, it is, yeah. But, you know, the kids hanging around, the parents and the Eagle fans. We got everything. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great place to come, and when you're down the shore, whether you're in Wildwood, North Wildwood, Avalon, Stone Harbor, Sea Isle, whatever, come on down and enjoy the day here. A great place to come to watch the games.
It really is.
NFL and college.
And the people are just wonderful.
Yeah.
There's the Ventresca family that is represented here.
In the house?
Yes. My boy. Yeah, they're great people, man.
Yeah, everybody, it's always a good time here. We've seen the uncles here before. Everybody's always coming, popping by here to the North Shore, and great food, entertainment. So let's get another call in before we wrap it up here, Ant. Is it Sadu on the Fanatic? Sadu?
How are you doing, Anthony?
What's up, buddy?
How are you doing, Jason, man? It's been a long time. Last time I talked to you at the other station, man, always a pleasure listening to you.
Wow. What's going on, my man? How you feeling? What do you think about this squad?
Hey, I'm excited. Family's excited, you know. It's like I think this is another year we might, you know, going all the way to the Super Bowl, I'm hoping.
Wait, Sadu, you're in Oklahoma now?
Yeah, I'm in Oklahoma. Yeah, I left Philly a while ago. Been here for about 7 years.
Really?
Where in Oklahoma, Sadu?
We in Lawton, Oklahoma. I don't know if you know the Fort Sill military base that's down here.
Sure,
so.
Gotcha. Yeah, thanks for your service. You know that, brother. Thank
yeah,
you
my
that.
Wife is the one serving, so she's the one that's out
here. Awesome.
Out here, probably. You know, we hate it, but, you know, I miss it whenever I can.
I know you miss home, brother. I know.
Yeah, we'll be there next week. We'll be doing a weekend down there. We'll watch some games down, you know, at the Lakers and to Phillies and then do the weekend, so.
Oh, cool. That's great. What do you feel, yeah. Man? What's your vibe tell you? How many wins?
I'm leading 12 to 13 wins. I think this offense is just explosive.
Would you say
13?
Okay, I thought he said 15. Okay.
Yeah, 12 to 13.
Yeah, I could see. You know, they're in that 11 to 13 kind of window.
Yeah,
and I'm with you. You know, it's funny. We made a big deal. A lot of people did about Wentz not playing last night. And honestly, I don't even think it matters. Thanks, Sadu. I don't even think it matters.
No,
quite
I don't
frankly. I really don't.
Big picture, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't. You're right. Let me ask you this, because I'm on 12. I think you're on 12 too, aren't you?
Yeah.
My 12, though, I'm more likely at 13 than I am 11.
Yeah.
If I'm tipping the scales, okay, I'm at 12. I feel good about 12. But if they're going to not land on 12, I'm 70%. If it's not 12, 70% to 13, and just 30% to under that at 11.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
If I'm going to lean off the number, that's my weighted lean. And, you know, maybe after a month of the season, they go 4-0 and they beat, you know, Atlanta and Green Bay on the road, and Green Bay on a short week at Lambeau, and they start 4-0. Now I'm leaning a little different, even heavier.
There's one aspect of Carson that he needs to make sure, and we were talking about last night, Jason Avant, he needs to be clutch.
That's the one thing we kept hearing last year. When's that drive win a game?
He needs to exhibit the clutch gene.
Yeah.
The clutch gene will tell you whether or not you know, he can be that Brady-esque.
Yeah, you can be really good in an MVP in a regular season, but the clutch gene is what makes you is greatness.
No, he needs, that's right.
And greatness makes you, through accomplishment, a legend.
Yes, well, you know, long way for that, but he's got to show you the clutch gene.
Yeah, oh, that's a great point. That's a great point by you and I, Jason, about last night on Cousins Corner. All right, we're going to put a wrap on it. And
Joey.
Fan Fest tomorrow down at Xfinity Live. It's going to be a great day. Can't wait to go tomorrow and see everybody and hang out. Make sure you find us. Beers with the Midday Show, 3:30 to 4 tomorrow at Xfinity Live. I got to thank everybody here at the North Shore Bar and Kitchen. Ryan Fitzpatrick, his whole group, and all people. Yeah. And these people are nuts, and we love you guys. And everybody, hang out here again. Buy the Orange Crush drinks and get that donation of the dollar. But we got to do a little thing before. Like this is like
real quick,
Coach Al.
Real quick, guys. Once more, here is little Joey.
E A G L E S Eagle.
Not much of a singer. He does a good chant, but he's not much of a singer. You can do the chant at the end of it, all right, Joey?
Yeah.
And don't give me I like big butts and I cannot lie. Ready?
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles! E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
All right.
Good luck to your fantasy team. Big boobs with a Z, brother. All right. We'll be back after Labor Day, the Midday Show. Everybody have a great rest of your day.
Thanks,
great weekend. We'll see you at Fan Fest. Hand off to Mikey Miss, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Mikey Miss up next, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.